Lueda means pull together in the Tsimshian language. It's the name chosen for a new canoe society in Metlakatla, and the meaning is more than just an efficient way to paddle a boat. For Southeast Alaska natives, canoe journeys pull everyone together.
Chamash diwatgu. Metlakatla. Chamash, my traditional name. I'm William Joey Bolton, for those of you listening who know me. I am from Metlakatla, Alaska.
Bolton is an artist, dance leader, and treasurer of the new Lueda Canoe Society.
The canoes are an integral part of our society, going all the way back to when the first guy threw a log in the water and started paddling around. Everything revolves around the canoes, the culture, the dancing, the protocol.
Bolton says many of those protocols have been forgotten, along with other cultural traditions. Through Lueda and the upcoming canoe journey, society members hope to start Metlakatla's youth on another journey, rediscovering their heritage.
When you leave a village, the people come down and they bless you before you leave. When you come to a village for a potlatch or just visiting, they have protocols. You don't even step off the canoe until you're greeted by the person on land, and then you say, "This is who I am. We come in peace. May we step onto your land." Even though we don't own the land, it's where we're living.
Where they are living in Metlakatla, Alaska, is named for Metlakatla, British Columbia. That's where Annette Island's First Nations settlers originally came from, and that's their destination in the upcoming canoe journey. Bolton says it's not only Tsimshian people who will paddle. Tlingit and Haida natives from Southeast Alaska plan to join the journey, along with paddlers from 7 villages in British Columbia. Here's the plan. They'll send their canoes to Ketchikan by ferry, and the paddling portion of the expedition will start on August 6th from the native village of Saxman. They'll paddle about 4 hours to Annette Island in time to join in the annual Founders Day festivities. In addition to the canoeists, Metlakatla will welcome another special visitor for Founders Day. Dana McKay is a long-distance swimmer and is a Tsimshian from British Columbia. She swims to raise awareness of cancer and to inspire Native youth. Bolton says McKay will start from just over the border and will swim from Canadian water all the way to Annette Island.
She said it should take her 3 days to swim, but she's allowing herself 6 days because, unfortunately, during the first week of August, when she's planning on swimming, is our biggest tides of the year, and everyone that knows about our tides, that's some tough swimming.
McKay is due to land on Annette Island on August 6th, the same day that the canoeists arrive. Once all the visitors get there, the festivities can begin, not the least of which will be Founders Day. That day celebrates the founding of the new Metlakatla, which took place on August 7th, 1887.
Founders Day, we have our traditional parade, field events, fireworks at night. And pretty much it's the time to spend with family and have fun, visit. Our population usually goes from about 1,200 to 1,300 to 2,000 to 3,000.
After Founders Day, the longer canoe journey will begin. Bolton says it'll take about 2 weeks to complete, with paddlers visiting First Nations villages along the way and ending the trip in Metlakatla, British Columbia. In preparation for the expedition, Lueda Canoe Society members are helping young participants carve the paddles that will be used for the journey, and they're all connecting with elders to make sure they're following traditions properly, learning the correct greetings, and practicing canoe songs.
Way back when, they had all kinds of different paddling songs, some for a slower pace when you're just, you know, you have 100 miles to go. So you don't want to burn yourself out. And then you have the faster songs when you're passing somebody as, like, you're in the home stretch and you want to make an impression coming in on the wave.
Bolton says the group also is working toward purchasing a fiberglass canoe for this year's journey, but they have plans for more traditional canoes later on. They're working on a program through the Annette Island School District, pairing students up with mentors to make 32-foot cedar strip canoes.
But a cedar strip canoe is quicker to make than the traditional dugout canoe, which is our ultimate goal. Is we'll have the fiberglass and the cedar strip canoes, and then when the time comes, we'll have a traditional dugout canoe that is steamed and with all the traditional blessings, and we'll have to have a feast to commemorate just the canoe.
And that will be another way to engage the community's youth in their rich cultural traditions. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.